Why is this considered, why is it referred to as Klal Gadol? There's another klal which is listed later on, which is less extensive than this klal. There's a general rule later on which is not as general as this one. So we want to differentiate between the two rules. It calls this the greater general rule, not being the lesser general rule. That's why it uses the language of Klal Gadol, Tana Klal Gadol. Maybe that's the reason, but the problem is, Gabi Shvius Nami, by Shvius also, there's a Mishnah which refers to Klal Gadol over there. Mishum the Gadol, the Mitzvah, Oid Klal Acher, Tani Klal Gadol. So by Shvius also, there's a case of Klal Gadol, and there's a case of just a regular Klal. So that works. But Ruha Gabi Meiser, the Katani Klal Acher, but like Tani Klal Gadol, but by Meiser, it has two cases of Klalim. And it does not refer to either as Klal Gadol. So that if that's the language of the Tana, why over there is it different? Okay, so therefore, Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, Shabbos HaShviyas Dizbahu Abbas HaToldus, Tani Gadol, Maisi the Lesbi Abbas HaToldus, Loi Tani Klal Gadol. The fact that this is a klal which extends beyond more which of that which is written. There's the obvious, which are the ones which are written in the Torah, and told us that they're the derivatives of it. So it can be referred to as a klal gadol. And by Meister, which doesn't have a klal gadol, it doesn't have obvious and told us it's not a klal gadol. That's the more suggestion. More says one second. Bar Kapor, the Tani Klal Gadol b'Meister, his gears in the Mishnah were there. But Bar Kapor's version of the Mishnah was it does say Klal Gadol b'Meister. So my obus and my toldus ika. So where are the obus and where are the toldus?
What does the Gadol really mean in that context?
It's a rule. I think what it means is it's a klal gadol in the sense that it applies to more extensive halachas than what the Torah wrote. So I didn't look into this, but the Gemara's kasha of the Bar Kapora, it's very difficult. The more it suggests the use of Klal Gadol is because you have two klalim, so it refers to one as a Klal Gadol, one to is not a Klal Gadol. So the more it says by Meister, you have two, it doesn't refer to the first one as Gadol. So that's difficult. So the more it says Abbas and Toldus. So the more it says, according to the Barak Apor, it says Klal Gadol over there. So where's the Abbas and Toldus? So according to the Barak Apor, there's no kasha to start with. There's two klalim over there. So one is the more extensive cloud, one is the less extensive cloud, like we assumed originally. So according to the Bar Kapora, there's no kasha to start with. So I wasn't told those are irrelevant to Bar Kapora.
Is Gemara going to look at what's encompassed in the cloud and what's encompassed in the cloud?
That Rashi does for us. Rashi explains why one is more extensive than the other. That, according to that version of why it's called Gadol and Katan. Same with I'm missing something very basic in Bar Kapora.
I mean, isn't that just saying that it's got to work for you know both situations, whether you learn by Meister that it says Klal Gadol or it doesn't say Klal Gadol? It's got to work, and going to the first answer, it's got a deficiency. The second answer is going to have a deficiency.
Well, the way I'm saying that the first answer would work according to Bar Kapora, the second answer will work according to the Chacham member, not Bar Kapora.
Right. So doesn't that mean that it's we haven't found sort of the answer that will satisfy both.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay. Elalav, the Mor says, Hanotaimo, that the uses of Gadol is Gadol on Shishal Shabbos, Yezim Mishal Shvius. The applications of Shabbos are greater than that of Shvius. How is that? Tilo Shabbos, Isa Ben, Betolosh Ben, Ben Mechover. Tilo Shvius, Betolosh, less of Ben Mechover, Isa. When it comes to the beginning of Shabbos, comes to the beginning of Shvius, anything which is Tolosh at the beginning of Shvius, Shvius does not apply to. It only applies to things which are mechuber at the beginning of Shvius. And Shabbos applies to both types of things. So it's Shabbos is Gadol compared to Shvius. Okay, so that's why Shabbos is referred to as Klal Gadol. Now, why is Shvius referred to as Klal Gadol? Gadol Enshesh Shvius, yes, it means a Meiser. Dilo Shvius Isa Bein B'Michael Adam Bein B'Michael Behema. Dilo Meiser B'Michael Adam Isa B'Michael Behema. Lesser is not Meiser B'Michael Behema. So again, Shvius is a Klal Gadol. It's a cloud which applies to something which has more extensive applications. And according to the Bar Kappara, the Bar Kappara is only Klal Gadol B'Meiser. So why is Meiser referred to as Klal Gadol? Because I mentioned yesterday, the fourth place where it says Klal is by Peya. So the answer is Gadol Unshashal Meiser Yosef Mishal Peya. Meiser applies to more than Peya. How do I know that? Dilo Meiser Isa Betena B'Yorok. Dilo Peya Lesa Betena B'Yorok. Meiser applies to figs and it applies to vegetables. And Peya does not. How do I know that? It's not. Misha says, Kal Omer B'Peya, the rule that define Peya is the following. Kol Shu Oichol, it's a food as opposed to something which is not a food. V'Nishmer, it's being maintained as opposed to Hefker. Nidulim in the Orz, it grows on the ground as opposed to Kameim and Pitrius, mushrooms, which you say they're not considered Nidulim in the Orz. It's a type of a thing which is opposed to being picked as having the fruits ripen at different times, and therefore you pick it at different times. It basically ripens at one time and you harvest the whole thing. And machlisa lekiyum, and it's something which you can store away to maintain for a period of time. Iskai b'peya. That's the cloud that we say by peya. And the Mor says, Oichol is the mute sviche stis v'kaitza, is coming to exclude these type of wild things which grow, which are used for dyes, as opposed to exactly what they are, I don't know. They're not a food. V'nishma the mute hefker is coming to the hefker, the menorah, the mute kemem pitrius, coming excluding your mosses and your mushrooms. V'kitasu ka'achas, the mute teina, because a fig tree is not harvested at one time, the fruits ripen at different times. Because yorakis you couldn't store them, they would deteriorate rapidly. As opposed to a grain or even opposed to apples, etc. You can store an apple. You can't store lettuce. Within a day, your lettuce is wilted lettuce. So that's by Peya. We look at Meiser. By Meiser, Tanan, the language of the Mishnah is the following: Kolam Meiser, which is this is the Mishnah which Bar Kappara has the language of Klal Gadol. It says Kolam Meiser Kol Shu Oichol has to be an Oichol, which excludes Sviches Tis Ukeitzer. V'nishmar, which excludes Hefker, V'ilum in Oretz, which excludes Kamei Pitrius, is Kai B'Meiser. V'ilu L'kitasa Ka'achas, Amachlisa L'kiyam, Loi Toran. It doesn't require that it's L'kitasa Ka'achas to be Kai B'Meiser, so therefore Tena is Kai B'Meiser. It does not require Amachlisa L'kiyam to be Kai B'Meiser, therefore Yorick is Kai B'Meiser. So it comes out that Meiser applies to more than Peya, so therefore Bar Kappara, language of Klal Gadol by Meiser is true that it is. It applies to more than Peah.
According to Chachamim.
Why didn't you use the Lashon of Galo? I don't know. Just noticing that Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis says the difference is in Durabonance, whereas the other ones are different than the Raisa level. It's assuming the Raisa, that the Raisa is only grapes, olives, and the grains for Meiser, so and Te'ena and Yorick are only the Rabbanon, so it's only the Rabbanon, so it doesn't use Lashon of God. It's a Grashi. Kol Acher Amr. Oh, Kol Acher, sorry. He says another Klal, come on, Pirkin. Kol Acher Ela Beis Devarim. That later rule only has two items included in it. Kol Kosher Latznia, B'chol Shein Kosher Latznia. We can't call a Yoser, Mishimachi Karle Luhugadl. The Mishnah says that later on says that this is the cloud that to be Chayav on Hutzah, it has to be something which is Kosher Lahatzniya, and Matzniyam Kambayu. Rashi, I think, if I call correctly, that it's something which people normally would keep for themselves. And something which it's usable by people. So a person takes those things out, he's chayiv. So whereas the Kan Klal Yosim, this mission is much more broad and extensive. Shemachik Karlu Gadol, it's called Gadol. The Gabi Shviyas Perik Shvihi. It says another Klal. So therefore, the Meiser, it says two Klal, and Perikama the Masechta's Meisers, and it doesn't say Klal Gadol. So where it says Ovis and Tolvis, Yisbu Ovis, Arboim Chaser Achaz, there's 39 Ovis. So it's called the Mishkan, which I use in the Mishkan, but Tolvis is Adomis to Chol Achaz. There are many Tolvis derivatives which are similar to the Ovis. Have you told us today, Ovis, have you told us that's the Tolvis? Ovis the Shviyas are Zriya, Bikitsira, Uzmira, Ubtsira, the Chsivan. The Ovis are the ones which are written in the Pasuk. As opposed to Shabbos, the Ovis are not really written in the Pasuk, but they're derived from the Mishkan. By Shviyas, the Torah says explicitly four things. We had them right cut them. Planting and reaping, and Zmira and Bitsira, which is pruning and Bitsira, which is harvesting the grapes. It's all this Sharavoda Shibasada Bakaram Kriminum Pramay Khatan Karakam. And all of the other Avoda Shibasada in the fields are derivatives at the Raisa level or the Rabbanan level, because the Rabbis only the Rabbanan. He has Gadol. My Ovis, what are the Ovis and Toldus? Allah had no time, but Mishum Ovis and Toldus. The reason not because of Ovis and Toldus, Ella Dabrashe, never by Klal. It says the word Klal, A. And it's more extensive, implies more extensively than something else. Shemer by Klal, which the language of Klal is used. Tanabe Klal Gadol, this is a greater rule. Shabbos Isal Isha, the day Bain Badabra Shahoyo, Tolishman Bayom. It applies to things which were detached from before Shabbos, Gim Toich and Belosh, grinding, kneading, Beim Adav Shemachuber, Mishikidah Shayyarim, things which were attached, beginning of Shabbos, watering, which should be told of Zareya, Cheresh, to help it grow, etc. Vilash Shviyas, Adav Shayyarim, Mechuber, Mishikidah Shviyas, Isa, things which were attached, the beginning of Shviyas applies to. How you told us the name Shviyas, less of something which is detached before Shviyas, is only the name of Shviyas. a person theoretically would take off right before Shvius, it would not have any dinim also. There is a dinim for separate Shvius. It's the same idea. Whatever point in time it starts, it only starts to think of Shvius Mechuber at that point in time. Shvius Nami Isa B'Maychel Behema applies to animal food also. The Ksiv B'Behem Tochav L'Chayob Maisa Lesa B'Maychel Behema Dim Raisa Dog and Tirsha Yitzhak Ksiv Rabbanon Tikun Peris Ha'ilon B'Yorak Maychel Odom Kitani Kol Shul Ha'ichol. So the rice, it's Dog and the grains, Tirish and the wine, the yitzer and the olive oil, and the chomer masak and other things which are similar to that, that they're michael on. Isay b'tena b'yorek mirabanan applies to tena yorek which is mirabanan. Kol shav oichol the gabi peya. Bepeya says kotzer k'siv ma kotzer miyuchas sheyesh boi kol elu. The source for this is from the idea of k'sira. It excludes all these things. They wouldn't do ksira on Meichel Behema. They wouldn't do ksira on something which is hefker, etc. They're used for dyes. Why does it refer to them as svichim? Svichim means they grow wild, they're not cultivated. So why do you refer to svichim as stis v'kaitse? Stis and kaitse. Or steam and kaitse, whatever gears you have. Answer Rashi says they derech loyken b'shana shenisroim. L'sef dal v'heishanim. They don't. When the year they're planted, they're not ready to take. Usually, you would have to wait 4 or 5 years. Shashroshim mispashtim b'oritz. They extend the mashpichim. They strengthen. Shershal and ikir. The root is now strong. It produces a better, I guess a stronger dye to be able to use for dyeing. So in that sense, it's not cultivated. And it just you plant and let it grow. And then 5 years later, you come back. So it's in a certain sense, it's grown wildly. So why is it referred to these things specifically? Mishum the idea the gabi shviyas tana luhu yesh lehen shviyas. The reason why they're pointed out is because these things with Torah, the Mishnah says explicitly by Shvius they do apply, says these don't apply over here. Stis is Rishta and Kurtz is Bar Natsa. How do they translate Stis and how do they translate Stis and Kurtz? In the Gemara, Satis and Kutsa, you know, what I'm going to expect from. If you find it, Machis alakiyam muta yorek yigon lefis the kaflutos turnips and kaflutos or I don't remember. Machis alakiyam is also achol like tana.
Matter.
And what's the other one? Woad and matter. I remember that. That sounds familiar. Yeah. Right, same, yeah, okay.
So, what the British Army used,
I think that's true.
Matter was what the British Army used to dye their red coats.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ilu Mathis Lakim, it does have a like Tony, what's in that? Tikkun Rabbanon Adidahu Loy Plug Paris Elon New York Ben Min Lamin. when it came to Meiser, they said all Perisil and Achayev and all your Rakas Achayev, even the ones which you cannot maintain. Okay. That's the end of this discussion of the language of Klagot. Now, the Mishnah says, and the first group in the Mishnah was a person who forgets Iker Shabbos. And he does malachas, many malachas over many Shabbos. He's only had one chatas for all of that. Rabbi Shmuel Demir Tevayu, Mastisin Matinuk, back in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, by the two dots. Rabbi Shmuel Demir Tevayu, Mastisin Matinuk, Shanishba, Levein HaNochrim. The scenario was a child which had been kidnapped, had been captured, and grown up amongst the goyim. So he was kidnapped as a very young child. So he was never exposed to Shabbos. And similarly, the case of Gershon Yisgayer Leben Anokrim, a ger which is Yisgayer Ben Anokrim, and he was never exposed to Shabbos. The halacha is when it's interesting halacha. The Gemara says in Yevamos that the person comes to Megar, you push him off three times, and then he says yes. You don't inform. Let me ask a question. There's Taryag Mitzvahs. Does a ger have to be exposed to all Taryag Mitzvahs before you can accept him as a ger? Halacha is no. You have to inform him there are many mitzvahs, tell him the number, and tell him, you know, and these are five examples. So they didn't tell him about Shabbos. So as long as he says, I'm willing to do whatever it is, you know, so that's enough. So there's this guy in the middle of the Himalayas, up there, he said, I decided the God of the Jews is the true God. He meets three Israeli guys coming through, and he says, okay, Roberts, I want to become a Jew. They say, no problem. They tell him about tefillin and tzitzis and whatever. He says, they tell him you can't eat treif. He says, I'll do anything. He says, well, these only ones? No, there's many, 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 but these are three examples. He says, okay, I'm in. Whatever it is, I'm in. Bezin, the whole thing, he's a gear. Right? Now he comes 10 years later, he comes to Israel, and sees Shabbos. Nobody, what's this about? Nobody ever told me about that. Right. So that's the case.
So this idea that we have this long train of care, potential
care. I mean, obviously the kavana of the, the kavana is to try and see that they're as sincere as possible. So you want to make sure that they're sincere. You want to prepare them that, so when they start, they shouldn't be doing things wrong. But Mikir Adin, this would work. And I'm not saying, I'm not advising to do it.
I'm curious, when is it brought down, which sample you should have, the 613?
Yes, it does. The halacha brings down, it says you give mixes. Mixes mitzvahs kalos or mixes mitzvahs chamuras. You give them some of the kalos and some of the chamuras. Shulchan Aruch gives an example, goes through what you're supposed to tell them. In Hillel's Gerim. But Mikra Din, it doesn't. The Gemara does not say which ones. The halacha says which ones. Well, Hikr Ubasev Shach, a person knew about Shabbos and he forgot about Shabbos. And he now did many malachas and many Shabbos. The halacha is, in that case, Chayav will call Shabbos for Shabbos. And then we look at it as each Shabbos is a separate act of forgetting. That goes into the second category that a person knows about Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. Right? And especially what Tosis explained before, I told you yesterday, Tosis, that there's exerts of kosa, but each Shabbos is independent in that scenario. According to Rashi, the idea is because in the middle of the week he'll find out. Was it helping when he forgot about the council called Shabbos? Was it helping in the middle of the week? According to Tosis, exerts of kosa, each Shabbos is separate. He knew about Shabbos and he forgot. So we look at each Shabbos, it's a new act of, is an independent act of forgetting. So Rabbi Shmuel said.
So basically, if someone was secluded,
No, this is the person who forgot the concept called Shabbos. Okay. Tanan, Hashachech Iker Shabbos, a person forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. Isn't that lab? Isn't that mean Michlal, the Havali Yediyah Mekar? The language of it says he forgot, means he knew. So the Mishnah is saying, even though he knew once upon a time, if you forgot the whole concept called Shabbos, there's only one Chatas. It's a Kasha and Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Where's his loy? Mike, what does it mean? What does it mean? Kol shechech ikr Shabbos. Tohaisha shchuach mimenu ikr shal Shabbos. It was not known to him. So lashon of shchuach, not that he forgot, but it was unknown or forgotten from him, in the sense of it was never known to him. Right. That's the Tanakh Shanishma. Shabbos.
He never knew.
Well, he could have said Shochach, but the Morse says, okay, so according to what you're telling me, in the case where he knew and then he forgot, Chayav Mai, what's Aloha? Chayav Kol Shabbos or Shabbos? According to you, it's Chayav and Shabbos, so then I have a Kasha. So, Adatoni, Hayudei, Iker Shabbos, why does it, rather than saying in the next scenario of the Mishnah, the person knew Iker Shabbos, and he, where means he's aware, he's cognizant of Shabbos, he should forgot which day it was, I would say, tell me, it's chayav and eat Shabbos. So tell me bigger chiddush. So out of study, rather than learn how you day ikur Shabbos, also malachas harbe, bishabos is harbe, chayav kol Shabbos or Shabbos. Listen, hikur l'sayv shochach. If a person knew about Shabbos, he forgot about the whole concept of Shabbos. He's chayav and eat Shabbos. So kabel harbe, if he knew about Shabbos and he just forgot which day of the week it was, he's chayav and eat Shabbos. So kol shken ha. Some more answers. That's exactly what it means according to Rav and Shmuel. My yedei ikur Shabbos. Mishal yedeya ikur shal Shabbos b'shichocha. Doesn't mean he's a cognizant of Shabbos. The cognizant of Shabbos now he forgot which day of the week it was. That the case of Mishnah actually is a case where he was aware once upon a time of the cognizant of Shabbos and he forgot about that. According to Rav and Shmuel, Mar says okay. No, but don't forget. Totally forgetting. It's not ignoring.
But if you ignore something for long enough, you tend to easily forget it. I mean, it's easier to forget. You know, keep shouting, so say maybe for the first couple of years you think about it, but slowly, slowly, maybe.
Well, see, there's a concept later on, which is called Shav Miyadiyosa, which means, had a person been aware, would he be refrained? And if he's not, so there's no, it's not called it's not chayav chatas, because it's not the forgetting which is the source of the problem. He's willfully ignoring. So yeah, he forgot. That's a separate issue. Okay. Moore says, okay, but now, so what should come out according to this? If that's the second scenario of the Mishnah is a case where the Mishnah, when it gives the second scenario that each Shabbos gets its own chatos, is a case where he forgot about the whole concept of Shabbos. So then, what should I assume you mean to tell me? That had he been aware of the concept of Shabbos, just to forget which day it is, what are you going to tell me? Chayv, I'll call malacha, malacha. So then you tell me in that case, then over there, each malacha is separate chiyuv. So then, if that's true, Sadatana Yudea Shu Shabbos, also Malachas Harbi, Bishabas Harbi, Chayim, will come Malacha Malacha. Rather than say the third scenario of the Mishnah. So, listening, Yudea Iker Shabbos, the person knew about the concept of Shabbos, forgot which day it is, he's Chayim in each Malacha. So, Kabbal Harbi, if he forgot each, the Malacha is Chayim in each Malacha, Makoshkin Ha. Ella the Moor says, you're stuck. That conclusion can't work. Elamas Nisan, Kishahikr Ulusev Shachach. So we have to go back and revert back to what we assumed originally, that like we said, Kol Shechech Iker Shabbos means a person knew and he forgot. And you only have one chat, it's all of them. Not Tinik Shanish. With the Rabbi Shmuel Nami, Kishahikr Ulusev Shachach Dami. Because if you learn in scenario number two, you learn Kol Shechech Ikar Shabbos means he never knew about Shabbos. Which means the second scenario was a person who knew about Shabbos and forgot the concept of Shabbos. So then he's chayav and eats Shabbos. But let's say a person was actively aware of the concept of Shabbos now, he just forgot which day it is. So where does that fit in? So if you tell me that's going to have a locha, that's chayav and eats malocha, not just one for the whole Shabbos. So then the third scenario it discusses forgetting the malachas, why does he need to say that? So we're stuck, we're saying, no, the first case was he knew about Shabbos and he forgot Shabbos. Second case was he was actively aware of Shabbos and he forgot which day it was. The third case was he forgot the malach. Then the Mishnah flows. So, group of Dennis of Kashan Ra, because they said it's Tinish and Ishbra. The more said the Rabbi Shmuel Nami, Kishi Hikr, Lub Sev Shachat. I mean, they also learned the Mishnah case of Hikr, Lub Sev Shachat. Because I need to tell you, you're not chayiv, and I want to point out, a hikr l'sef shachach is not called the forgetting in each Shabbos. That's one. In other words, tinnish and ishba is one chatas. A hikr l'sef shachach also is only one chatas, because it's also similar in halacha to tinnish and ishba, as opposed to a person who's cognizant of the count of the Shabbos, just forgot which day of the week it was over many weeks. That's each Shabbos is separate chatas. This fellow, his problem is he forgot Shabbos. He forgot the concept of Shabbos. That's one chatas, because it's one forgetting. But you might think that's not the same thing as a tinnik shenishba. That's what the mission points out, that's not so. Rabbi Shmuel Damer Tzavai, I feel a tinnik shenishba, the Ben Anachrim, Gersh Nizkar Ben Anachrim, because Hikil Shev Shachar Dami, B'chayiv. Okay, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Because he never knew. So that's like an oinus. An oinus is not chayiv. A person who's an oinus is not chayiv. What do you want of the guy? He wasn't aware. A person was aware and forgot, then we hold him culpable. A person who's never aware is an oinus. That's a general case of chatas. Yeah. Well, it's a shogeg. I suppose I know, that's right. Now, there are cases where, certain cases, the Moshe by Chaylev, there's a rule, because since he's Nehana, that's, same with Misasek, it overrides Misasek, could be, we'll see. We're going to come back to this. It ain't over yet. we're not going to get. Look, Rashi. First wide line. We'll see how many can do. Masisin the potter bechad chatas. B'tinu shenishba you lo the Shabbos miyolam. He never knew about Shabbos. Our hikar l'sef shachach. Harbal ikar shachach. Shayyam Shabbos. That's like the second case where he forgot which day is Shabbos. V'day ikar Shabbos. He knows the concept of Shabbos. V'chayv akol Shabbos is Shabbos. The same way in the scenario of Yudei ikar Shabbos and forgot today is Shabbos. He's chayv eat Shabbos. So a person with hikar l'sef shachach also is chayv and eat Shabbos. What does the mission mean according to this pshat? He never knew. It was never known to him. The verse says, "Well, if that's true." Listening hikar l'sef shachach, the chayiv. In the second scenario, say hikar the person who was aware of Shabbos forgot the concept of Shabbos. It's chayiv and each Shabbos independently. The chayiv. Avagav the lekel merim yomim shemin time ahavin yedim. And all over there, you can't say the week, the days in between are yedim. Lechalik. And still we say but the Torah is Mechayim in each one independently. So Kolshkin ha, Dika Memer, Shiyam Shabbi Taim, Havel Yidhi the Chalik, that's a Kolshkin. More says, but according to your pshat, that's what scenario number three is. So comes out Alba Lo Shchach Alikar Shabbos, El Shachach Shayam Shabbos, my, according to your pshat, you forgot which day is Shabbos. Scenario number one is he never knew. Scenario number two is he knew and he forgot the concept. So what's number three? Is if we got today's Shabbos, you tell me Chai about Kolav Malacha. The Karcha I have a Sfir Lei. The Enoch Chai Bela Achas the Chol Shabbos for Shabbos. If forgetting today's Shabbos is only Chai one for the whole day, so Habel the Mikrach Lemisi. We should have included that and combined it with Hachi. Misha Yada Iker Shabbos B'Shachacha. Beginning of day Iker Shabbos B'Asim Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe. Chai Bekol Shabbos for Shabbos. You should have mentioned both in the middle scenario. So according to this, so listen here, Yudei Yikr Shabbos, the Havi Shigas Shabbos is other Malachas, Harbei, Chai Bekol Malacha, Avagav the Bechol Shabbos, Leke Elechad Ashkaga. Bekolshken Shigas Malachas, Bezalan Shabbos, the Kishkaga is Harbei. If you tell me one forgetting, he forgot Shabbos, it's Chai of each Malacha. So if each Malacha was an independent forgetting, for sure it's Chai of each Malacha. So the Mor says, Hikul Shab Shabbos Domi, It stresses that that case is only one carbon for many Shabbos. And the Tinuk Shanishba is the Chiddush Yistochayiv. And Rebekah Rish Lakish, Potter, the Ksab Rebekah Rish Lakish, Amr Mutter, Onasu, Beloy Shkagahi. So Amr Mutter is considered a Shagah, an Ionis, not a Shagah.